we bypass station 7 and we go to 8.
All right, we figure a heading of 274 at 4.8.
Okay, so that's distance, right?
That's right.
274. Okay, John, that'll make it 7.5 on the distance. Look at that blue rock that we just whacked on.
And when you get there, you'll read 3.0
here we are,
and 10 degrees.
Okay. Okay, we're going down slope, cross slope, Tony. And I feel like I'm about to fall out. We're still in a blocky field. In fact, it's just south ray material, I think, just all over the place. Glad you got a seatbelt on, Charlie.
Me too.
Yeah, I can still see all around. We sure parked on a, you landed on a, the highest point around, John. Even down in that crater, you can still see it.
Say, not bad for a Navy pilot.
Oh, he did a great job. Okay, we're back into a thicker part of the ray, Tony. The regolith is here, covered with cobbles, about 40 to 50%. Gonna have to bear way left, John. Okay, now, if we hold that range, like a tack in, look at that piece of glass we just rolled over. This would be great. 015, we gotta go.
We sure hope you don't get a flat tire there.
015?
Yeah.
Man, if you could see these rocks, you'd hope it. Oh, boy.
Went right over that beauty.
Right, yeah, there should be a lot of boulders in here, and we'd like you to get a lot of the Hasselblad photos, and when you go past the north side of Stubby there, swing your DAC around.
Okay, we're not going to be able to see Stubby, Tony. It's on the other side of a big ridge.
Okay.
The map was wrong. It's been mapped wrong. We're down in a little swale now, and there's about a 30-meter ridge. Off to our left, about 300 meters, it blocks out Stubby. You want us to go up and travel along that ridge?
Well, depending on your traffic ability.
Well, we could do it. I'd like to see back into Stubby.
Yeah, why don't you press on up there?
Want to, John?
Yeah, might as well. We gotta go by that big rock. Is that where we're going, to that big rock?
That'd be a great place to sample the ray. That's probably on the ray. But they wanna go left about 10 o'clock up onto that top of that ridge.
Okay, will you be able to take pictures?
Yeah. Tony, this is really a ray. In fact, you can see coming out over the ridge, you can distinctly see the rays from South Ray, the whiter albedo in the contact between the white ray and the Cayley here. Quite apparent.
Okay, very good.
We're now at 005 at 3.0. And the contact I'm talking about is at 12 o'clock, probably a couple hundred meters.
You know, I don't want to be discouraged about this sort of thing, but I feel like this may be a problem we're going to have to attack statistically out here. Because, boy, it is really difficult to tell, just looking at a rock, except for the roundedness and the, except for the roundness, it's difficult to tell what kind of rock it is. Now, there's a vesicular looking rock right there.
Yeah.
That's the first rock I've seen with vesicles in it.
Hey, Tony, we're traveling now southwest. We're at 006 at 3.0.
Okay.
And we still got a couple hundred meters to go up to the ridge. Now, why don't you swing directly south and go? Let's go straight up that beauty. See what we see up there. Probably nothing but another ridge.
That's pretty steep, Charlie.
And we're making the 6/10, or 6 kilometers an hour.
That's really a steep ridge.
This is here?
Yeah.
You got full throttle on?
I got full throttle.
Oh, we're hardly moving.
Okay, you want to read some maps?
Yeah, we've got 55. 50.
Okay, what it is we lost the rear wheel drive.
Okay.
I'm not reading any amps on the rear wheel.
Okay, we copy that.
And with that in mind, I just soon not go up to this ridge, Charlie.
Me too. Agree.
Okay, we suggest you head on towards 8 and stay on fairly flat ground, and we'll work up a procedure.
John, why don't we check it? Can you turn the board off and see if we move? It just might be a steep slope, but the front wheels were really digging in.
Oh, Charlie, the ammeter was reading 0.
I know, could be a broken meter. Okay, Tony, at 007, 3.1, passing another secondary that's elongated in the direction of South Ray, and it's,
those are the big blocks that we're talking about, John, right over there, 4 or 5 of them.
And how fast are you making now, John?
The regolith is still
big in.
How fast you doing?
What'd you say, Tony?
He wants to
how fast we're going. We're going at 7 clicks.
Okay.
Stopping up there in the middle of all those big boulders, John.
Call that station 8.
Call that station 8. That's going to be about it. We're about, one that's overturnable, I bet you. Right there. Look at that elongate one, that thread there. Whatever that is. OK, Okay, Tony, we're at 00010 at 3.0, and we've got about two to three meter size blocks, one black and some white ones. How's this stop sound?
Okay, this sounds pretty good.
Okay, 180, John, on the heading. No, 270, they want a nav update. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and we're looking primarily for blocks in South Ray, so if you feel like this is the Ray, this sounds great. And we don't need a nav update, so 180 is great.
What do you think, John?
Oh, yeah.
I definitely think about this is fine here. Get on up a little bit on that.
That full throttle?
Yeah.
Generally.
Amazing.
Okay, Tony, 176, 011, 7.9, 2.9, 195, 0, 0, 100, 115, 110 make it. And I can't see the motor though. All scale low, forward rear motors, or forward motors. All scale low rear ones.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, Houston, what happened? We may have found...
Excuse me, John. I'm sorry.
My best guess is what may have happened, Houston, is that we may have cut a wire or something on the back.
Cut a wire.
Okay, a wire going back there to that aft thing. We hit on the way down here, the reg lift and everything being what it is, when we're bouncing up in the air, we came down on at least two rocks that I know about.
Okay, we understand.
Now, it's a sort of dynamic situation that I don't think anybody was thinking about much.
Can you see those wires? I can't.
Okay, Tony, starting our pan from about the 1 o'clock position of the rover. Sort of bracketing these blocks here.
Okay.
Okay, station 7.
John, before I do this, how about checking my lens?
And verify the DAX off.
I missed that. Semi of mine, Charlie. Yours is great. It did good. Okay, go. Okay, we'll switch to one.
Thanks for the reminder, Tony.
Okay.
And those battery covers are filthy.
We aim to please too.